talking Montrose Redhawks football with Coach Brett Mertens on the team.
And right now, joining us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, Coach of the Montrose Redhawks, Brett Mertens. Brett, we appreciate the time, and I'm sorry we couldn't get you last week, but you had bigger fish to fry, or bigger deer and elk to go hunt, because you were up hunting last week. How'd it go? Did you have any luck? Did you come back with meat for the freezer?
My wife had a tag, so we got that. We got a cow for her, so it was fun.
Good. Good deal. Well, congratulations on that. For your football team, the loss at Loveland, I tell you what, your kids fought so hard in that football game, and that had to be so frustrating because you were so close to getting to the semifinals. Take us through, that football game. You lose 20-15 to Loveland at their place, and I thought, man, you gave them everything they could handle that Friday night.
Yeah, I was proud of our kids. Like they've done all year, they've played extremely hard. They played all the way to the final whistle. They had a never quit attitude again. So, it was we were down 14-0 at halftime, and kids responded out of halftime, and we were actually able to come back and take a 15-14 lead with about a little over four minutes left, and we had to kick back off to Loveland, and honestly, when we had to kick back off to Loveland with 4 minutes, there's too much time there with that offense, the way they run the football. So, we couldn't get a stop, and they were able to punch it in, and that was it. But great, it was a great game, and it was a physical, hard-hitting, cold high school football game, and it was playoff weather, so it was one that those boys will remember forever. And I thought it was a great night. Unfortunately, we couldn't come out on top, but it didn't take away from the game that it was.
Montrose Redhawks football coach Brett Mertens with us, and Brett, when you look at what's coming back for you next year, I mean, you're in a good position in terms of Gage Wareham comes back for you for his senior season at the quarterback spot. So you're going to have, obviously, experience returning there. And likewise, with Blake Griffin, who'll be a senior, over 2,000 yards this year, 26 touchdowns. I mean, Blake just had an incredible season having him back. Austin Zimmer will be back as well for your football team. Like I said, there's some really good pieces coming back for this Montrose Redhawks football team for 2023.
Yeah, there is. And we kind of knew the pieces that we lose this year. We lose the majority of our line, and so it's kind of it depends every year on seniors always graduate. So this year we started. I like to count our tight end as a lineman, and if you do that, we had five out of the six of our linemen were seniors. So, we're definitely going to be looking for some kids to step up in that area, and that's kind of, one of the things that makes us go offensively, obviously, is the cohesiveness of our offensive line. But you're right. I mean, anytime you got a senior quarterback with that much experience, Blake with as many carries as he's had, like you said, Austin and, Aiden G had some carries earlier in the year, so he'll step up, I'm sure, and we'll get some young kids in there too. And the thing that's always fun, and I think we've talked about this before, is watching those new kids step up every year, and they kind of grow into those roles and end up doing a pretty good job. So we're losing a great senior class, we really are. Some of those big bodies, and Tori Eckerman, and just those kids, just great high school football players, high character kids, and we're definitely going to miss them, but we're in a good spot program wide.
We're talking with Brett Mertens, the head coach of the Montrose Redhawks football team, and joining us on the program, and also Javon Killen, 125 tackles for you this season. He'll be back for his senior campaign, so you do have your top tackler returning on the defensive side.
Yeah, we do, and actually,
Jackson Killen. Excuse me, I think I called him something else. Jackson Killen. I'm sorry, yeah. Brett.
No, that's okay. Yeah, we were pretty young at the linebacker and the defensive back spot overall. So, like I said, we lost a lot up front with our offensive and defensive lines, but the rest of our team was actually pretty young. We were starting a lot of juniors, and so we'll be all right. We're gonna hit the weight room and get some of those guys to bulk up and put some weight on our O&D lines, and hopefully we'll be all right there. But another interesting challenge, every year is different, and it seems like a long time between now and then, but it'll be here before you know it.
And then give me your thoughts about next year, because with the classification changes, adding 6A, that at least from you know what we've you know seen from the clock, I mean, and everything, that that you're going to be a 5A program, which essentially you're going to be 4A still, but a new designation. Just kind of your thoughts about that, because a lot of the faces are still going to be familiar there for Fruit of Monument, Grand Junction, Central, teams you play in your non-conference schedule. They'll still be part of what you have in terms of a 5A schedule.
I didn't even see the new deal. Was that one of the new proposals? Was a 6A for 2024, right?
Yeah, well, I'm looking here. I'm seeing this is from Kevin Schaefer, Colorado Preps. The proposed football leagues for 2022-2024. And so I'm not sure. I think it'll be the following season. Yeah. So I stand corrected. I think it's for 2024. But at some point in time, your program after next season will be a 5A program.
Well, and I know, and I don't want to, I mean, I believe you. I just don't want to jump to anything, because I know that they tried to push a 6A in last year too, and then at the last second it kind of got axed. So I'm wondering if something's left over from that. I don't really know. When I was looking at it, when they were trying to push it through, basically what I was seeing was it was just going to be mostly the same teams that are, you know, they call it 5A instead of 4A, but didn't look like it was going to change a whole lot for us. So I don't know. They change stuff every year. It seems like something changes in terms of classifications or playoff format or something different happens, but you know, I can't really control any of that, so I just play who they tell me to play.
Yeah, and that's probably the best way to look at it, right? The rest of the stuff, yeah, it'll all sort itself out. Well, Brett, I always appreciate it. Thanks for coming on throughout the course of the season. I'm sure we'll be talking this summer when we do our camping segments and talk about what you guys are doing at camp and everything. I appreciate the time as always, and I know it's not the outcome you're hoping for, but still another great season for your football team and a lot to look forward to if you're a Montrose Redhawks fan, I think, in 2023 as well.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
Hey, take care. Appreciate it. Brett Mertens, coach of the Montrose Redhawks, and our conversation with Brett Mertens brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. Yeah, I just happened to look this up on Colorado Preps with Kevin Schaefer. Mm-hmm. About the classification changes. It's not official yet, according to what he has written here. But when it is approved, they would be a 5A program. If this is approved, with Fruit of Monument, Grand Junction, Central, basically it's 4A.
Yeah, it's everybody moved up.
Everybody moved up.
And a new classification. I think it's carved out of the lower 4A, upper 3A.
And part of the reason I asked about this is I looked it up because Steve sent in the text Delta 3A next year. And this, when this change, if it does occur, Delta would be a 3A program, so would Rifle, but it would essentially be the same programs that are already in 2A for the most part.